folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Hang Your Own Hang podcast. As always, a podcast about hammocks and hammock camping and outdoors and adventure. This month, sorry, the guests didn't work out. I had several and I had backups, but I think with holidays and different things, it just didn't work out. So, you know, if you watch any of those, I don't know if you guys any do TikTok or anything, it says, if you don't want to just listen to me ramble for 15 minutes, you can scroll on by. I did do a little talk about the beginning of my hammock days and some thoughts to put into the podcast for this month. So, you know, some of you want to listen to, if you want to listen to it, great. If not, I'm sure I'll do my best to get a guest next month, you know, and I reach out to you guys if you can, you know, if any of you have experience, I'd love to have new hammock hangers out there come on the podcast, or if you have a unique angle, I have quite a few people who they're going to be on at some point. It's just the scheduling thing, again, with holidays and personal issues on my side. You know, I think I might, if I, you know, I'm hoping tomorrow I have a second round interview, so I get a job, you know, I get a job worked out. I've been unemployed since June, so that's been a, you know, a stress point, and I've been working full time, just not getting paid for it. And some other pieces is my wife has cancer and she's had to do chemo. You know, life happens. I'm sure a lot of you have life happen to you. So I appreciate you guys hanging in there, keeping with the podcast. And like I said, I'll do my best again to get a good guest for next month, and we'll pick it up wherever, you know, we'll figure it out. So enjoy me rambling on for a few minutes about the beginnings of my hammock days. Thanks, everybody. So I thought I would talk a little bit about my how I got into hammocks. First got into them, I got a simple parachute hammock that most people would get off Amazon. So did I. I had a bug net, parachute, double hammock, nothing special. And for the first few nights I went out, I kept a log. Somehow I figured I would be able to look back at that point, back when I didn't know a lot of things and made silly mistakes. So I thought, in lieu of a guest, I would talk a little bit about, I'd read what I have and just kind of talk about how I got into hammocks and a little bit of information. So the first night I was in a hammock for real, as a camping hammock, was on April 17th of 2017. And it got down to about 35 degrees that night. And I had said that I slept in the backyard in my X double hammock. X was just the name brand. It was like a flagship hammock or something. I used the military bag, all parts, including the bivy. It was one of those military multiple bags, you know, has different parts and a bivy Gore-Tex that goes over it. And I used the memory foam pillow. I said it was a clear night, damp, temps down around 30, which makes sense. I said I wasn't comfortable confined to the mummy bag, and it got a bit cold. So I went inside at 2 a.m. and that was my first night. So it wasn't even a complete night. So I took a few nights off and went back out about 3 days later. My second night was again in the backyard, my X double hammock, again with a military bag, no bivy this time, memory foam travel pillow. But in the interim, I added a new Jarbridge underquilt. You know, I unzipped I must have watched a bunch of Shug videos or something, because I thought to unzip the military bag, spun it around so it was more like a top quilt. The night was again clear, drier this time, but still dipped down into the 30s, and I have 37 is what it actually dipped down to that night. The Jarbridge kept me warm below, and the bag kept me warm above. I no longer felt confined. I could roll over. I could adjust the blanket. I was talking about the military bag. It was like a blanket with a warm foot box. I did notice in the morning when I started waking up about 8 a.m. that there were a few cold zones, so I obviously hadn't figured out how to adjust the underquilt perfectly yet. The underquilt moved a little bit to one side, left the gap. I could easily adjust if I wanted, but of course, I was still new at that time. I just pulled the military bag down to compensate. Also, my feet were a little cool. I'll have to try Shug's trick of putting a sit pad down there. Yep. I was watching, I remember now. Yep, watching Shug videos. But the overall assessment I said at that point was full success. I slept very well, woke up refreshed, and did not ache at all, unlike the bivvy ground camping that I had been doing to that point. By the second night, I was already having some pretty good success. The third night dipped down to about 41, and what I had written for that night, second night in a row in the backyard in the hammock, I thought it would be better to experiment to go out for another night. Same setup as night two, with the addition of putting up a rain fly. The rain fly tightens things up quite a bit, feels like a tent with open ends. It also limits the light, which was helpful when sleeping in the morning. I was awoken at first light the night before, trying to think of where my brain was at that point. Without the rain fly, obviously, when it in the morning with the birds and the sun, you wake right up. So that third night again, last night I woke up in the middle of the night when I adjusted my laying position. I didn't the night before, so that was different. I think the difference back then was I had gone skiing. And this was just, this third night, which is a regular night. So my body was tired. So this is a good test between a tired body and a not so, just a normal night. I think my brain is still acclimating to the hammock. It takes some thought when moving around or repositioning. I expect that eventually these adjustments won't enter my conscious mind at all, like they do not in a regular bed. These are the same issues I would have in an unfamiliar hotel room, is what my thought was back then. But overall, again, slept very well, and I'm becoming very pleased with the setup. I should note, because I haven't, that I have been spending each night all out with earplugs. I'm in a city-ish place, so there are all sorts of noises, even when sometimes there are big rigs on the highway if loud enough. So to combat the noise, I've been using regular foam earplugs. In many ways, they are great, but I'm noticing now my ears are a little sore, and I'm concerned and wonder if too many nights with them will cause bacterial issues. Listen to me, always making things complicated. But again, they're working their way out in the hammock setup. By the third night, I had this pretty well waxed. So the fourth night was the same week. No overnight this round. Tested the Eno bug net. So I had perched I guess the first hammock I had gotten, now that I think about it, didn't have a bug net. It was just an open hammock. And I purchased a Franke kind of net from Eno. It was pretty easy to set up and made it a little trickier to get in and out of the hammock. So by night five, let's see what I say, is a night out. Mixed bag, let's begin. It was a rainy night, so I thought it was another good night for try some things out in the hammock. One of the first and the biggest lessons, when sitting down on the hammock, make sure that I'm sitting in the hammock. Oh, I remember this. I fell back. I had sat on the hammock, and what I again, I was new. I didn't spread it out, so I actually. When I sat down, I didn't sit onto anything. I fell back and smashed my head into a tree. No serious damage, but it could have been a pretty bad situation because my family thought I was out for the night. No one would figure it out until morning at the earliest. Oh, I remember that. That hurt. My foam earplugs in my right ear was increasingly becoming uncomfortable. In intervening years, I can say that I found a better earplug. I had used some inexpensive ones back then, and some put a lot of pressure on your ear. I found some soft ones, and those work great. For some reason, I needed to go pee often, about 5 times through the night. It might have been, the rain playing tricks on me, which is a pain. Not sure why that happened. just noting for reference, and I will look for a reason over time. That's me. I'm a data guy. I'm always looking for how to break things down. The outside of the sleeping bag down to the fixed foot box was getting a little wet this morning. So I think in this situation, I hadn't figured out how to do a rain break, and the water was coming right down the suspension and getting everything soaked. So it's kind of fun to go back and look at all this when I didn't know what I didn't know. Part of the reason I'm going through this is, you know, if anybody is listening, you'll either kind of laugh at, and think back at the times that you didn't know what you didn't know in those times. But also, if there's any beginners, even us people that are pretty adept at the hammock, there was a time we didn't know what we were doing. I was talking back then about, you know, maybe tying the rain fly tighter, etc. Overall, I stayed pretty dry and warm. Issue I see, leaving gear on the ground may not be the best idea when the rain, as I test a piece of Reflectix to go in the underquilt. Yeah, I was always experimenting with stuff. That gives you the first few nights, and I kept a couple notes. I stayed in that X hammock all summer. What I had decided to do after I started, and I had figured out it pretty well, through the summer, I stayed in the hammocks full time. And I was always testing something. If I could, stayed in that parachute hammock until July, when I had purchased a Dutch half-wit off someone used in the forums. And so mid-July, I switched to using that. And the half-wit was kind of neat because it had the, you know, the little bit of bug netting over your face, but the rest of you was exposed. And you could actually take the bug net off your face if the bugs weren't too bad. So it was a nice little addition. At that point, I had been using a Franke type of bug net. So you were all in or all out, depending on how you did it. So I stayed in the Dutch half-wit until August, when I picked up a, you know, I'm an experimenter. I picked up a Warbonnet Blackbird, and then I stayed in that for a while. And that was a different kind of setup. It was, you know, ASIM, you know, it had the shelf. It was pretty cool. So I stayed in that until October, when I picked up yet another hammock used off the forums. It was this time a Dream hammock. It was made out of heavy duty Marpat, and it was a shorter hammock, about 10 feet. And it wasn't quite as comfortable. You know, probably a lot of reasons it was shorter, and the Marpat doesn't give at all. But what I did like about that material is it breathed better. The material itself breathed better than any other material that I've, well, probably ever used. I kept revolving around on those hammocks, trying different things. I purchased a top quilt in May from Hammock Gear. I had stayed in my hammock full time, and then when it started getting cold, things started getting serious. I had to up my game a little bit, and through the winter, I vowed to stay out there at least two nights a week all winter long. The coldest night I stayed out in the hammock that winter was actually in December. December 28th, I got down to negative 10, and I actually stayed pretty warm. But I had failed to realize that I needed something to cover over my eyes, because I joke with people, you know, when they think I'm crazy that I would stay at negative 10. Maybe not everybody from this group, but, you know, normal people. I joke my eyeballs got cold. So that first year, I got pretty addicted and figured out how to do, you know, the hammock pretty well. Staying out all winter long. You know, I'm a skier, so it was, you know, people thought it was kind of nuts that I would go skiing all day, come home, have dinner, and then sleep outside, but that's what I did. Once I got through the winter, I spent quite a few nights actually in the Marpat hammock from Dream, because I did like the overcover, and like I said, it breathed well. But at the end of May, I couldn't afford the Dutch Chameleon when it was on Kickstarter. but Kipsap Cowboy made a chameleon clone, which I picked up, and right at the end of May, I started using that. That was a pretty cool hammock, and I did purchase some. He had made the hammock so that I could get the top cover and the bug net, and I stayed in that for quite a few weeks, and that was obviously pretty comfortable because I don't have any notes in here that I had any major issues. So I just kept experimenting all summer. Actually, I'm looking here, and pretty much the whole summer of 2018, I was in that chameleon clone. And so that worked really well. Sometime in September, or September 5th, is when I first started getting into my bridge hammocks. And the first bridge hammock I got, like most people, probably one of their first hammocks, depending on exactly when they got it, was a Warbonnet Ridge Runner. I think I'll save the bridge hammocks for another day to give a little preview. I pretty much switched over to a bridge hammock at that point, and other than some rare examples, I didn't look back. What was, I can get to into in a different podcast, is that November I started, designing my own. I do have a design, and I do use mine sometimes. It's not as comfortable as some others. Yeah, I think I'll save the bridge hammocks for another time. But I thought it might be interesting for some of you all to hear how I got started. That just like everyone else, I made my own mistakes, and one of the things I found with hammocking is it really lends itself to people who like to fiddle, although there's some pretty nice designs coming out now that it really reduces the fiddle. So I think that's enough for this month. I appreciate you hanging in there, and I'll do my best to have a guest so we can banter again next month. And that's the show for this month. As always, you can find the podcast at hyohpodcast.com. And for more information on the podcast, you can go to the Facebook page. If you like what you hear, please consider giving us a positive review on iTunes or wherever you get the podcasts. This podcast is a labor of love, and your support is very much appreciated. If you'd like to help support the podcast with a donation, please go to hyohpodcast.com/donate for a one-time donation. I would like to thank those who support the podcast month to month, and if you enjoy the podcast, please consider supporting the podcast via the Patreon page. Please tell your friends about the podcast and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And as always, I would love to hear from you with questions, comments, and show ideas. You can email me anytime at chris@hyohpodcast.com. And finally, a special thank you to Ben Sound for our podcast music and ITX for the hosting the podcast. As always, thank you for listening. See you next month.